nor fair women, nor that safety and ease. Towns near to each other are bad. The desert, where the wild beasts are, is good.
What was that? See, you heard it was a very simple description of these bad people of Sabah, who started to talk, but he dropped it. He was talking about us, and at the end said, listen, there are some bad stuff, there are good stuff. You find the bad stuff, cut the root, you will find the good stuff, take care of it, and all that, okay? Now, go back to those people. Those people are disloyal. And the action is as silly as somebody will give you a gift and you say, no, I don't like it, get out of my way. The people of Sheba were just like that. Okay, the verse 369, I believe. No, 68. That verse is Arabic, so he's chanting. After he brings that, you are like this, then suddenly he starts chanting about the people of Sabah, who in Arabic said, yes, get it off. Then, again in Persian, all the explanation that we don't want the comfort, we don't want the very good logic that you gave us, we don't like the view you offered to us, and suddenly the cities close to each other are bad. Where is the place of this in this story? Because these are the citizens of the city. Why they don't like the closeness of two cities and they prefer the, what you call, white beasts?
Wild beasts.
No, the desert. What is that? Do you remember why I emphasized about the city? Meaning of the city? Coming together? They wanted to make this and us to push everything else away, to hesitate from me, which is developing in the city, to us, right? And the point is that desert in Persian language is not desert. The word is biaban, means waterless. Somewhere, places with no water in it. So we are talking about the absence of knowledge. That's what it is. And coming to that, suddenly Rumi will go chanting. Three verses that you are going to read are all in Arabic. Ready?
Man craves winter in summer, and when winter comes, he likes it not. For he is never content with any state, neither with poverty, nor with a life of plenty. May man be killed, how great ungrateful he is. Whenever he obtains guidance, he spurns it.
Okay, these are in Arabic, so Rumi wants the attention a little bit more. And one word over there is a state. For he is never content with any state. That state is hal. Although it's all in Arabic, Rumi will notice that. Over there, he will not be satisfied with the hal abad. He will never be satisfied with the hal he will receive. Yes?
The carnal soul is of this sort.
That carnal soul is very simple here. It's nafs. Because he will chant all this. He feels enchanted. Say it in Arabic, then pointing the finger at that. Ego. Here, nafs is like this, therefore it should be killed. Means I gave you all the reason to kill the ego. Means these kind of people. That attitude I'm describing in these people is the attitude in you. Because you are always, your ego is always trying to make us and point at them. Because whatever goes wrong, who's guilty? The enemy. Those people. We have always big names for them. He says, ego is like this, therefore it should be killed. And that fellow said it in Arabic. He's playing in Persian and Arabic here to make some, I believe, some kind of feeling with the sentences. Yes?
The nafs is of this sort, hence it ought to be killed. That exalted one hath said, kill yourselves. It is a triagonal thorn.
Have yourselves, it will be your nafs and physical. Yes.
It is a triagonal thorn. However you may place it, it will pierce. And how will you escape from its stab?
Yeah. This is something that Rumi wrote 800 years ago, and people now have much better understanding of it, because if they haven't happened to cross some, they have seen it in the report of the police, that there are these three-sided nails that will rob you, will somehow disturb you to stop and change your tire and all that. This stuff naturally exists, and they know it, because it doesn't only happen to the camel, it happens to themselves walking. Yes.
Set the thorn on fire with renunciation of sensual passion, and cling to the righteous friend. When the people of Sabah carried beyond bounds, saying, in our opinion, pestilence is better than the zephyr, their counselors began to admonish and restrain from impiety and ingratitude. They sought to take the lives of their counselors and sowed the seed of impiety and unthankfulness. When the decree comes to pass, this world becomes cramped. By the decree, sweetmeat becomes anguish to the mouth.
Translation, please. Did it make any sense? Because here he goes back to one of those keywords that I spent, I believe, almost a session to talk about that right at the beginning. Book one. It's qada, consequence, something that later has been translated as the divine intervention or the destiny. That destiny word fooled a lot of religious people to believe that what happens is pre-written, means it was supposed to happen. This will eradicates really the responsibility, and it doesn't work with the other stuff that Rumi emphasized about it. You remember standing up and being accountable? If there is a divine future written in stone, so what are we talking about? But that meaning has added to it, and a lot of changes. Rumi tried to explain it right at the beginning, that consequence means whatever you do, there are consequences you are responsible for. That's what I'm talking about. And when the consequence is here, the time is over. Means you do something, you cannot take it back. When you do something, the consequence appears, then everything is, it is, how we call it today, In Rumi's language, you would say everything will come very tight. You are pushed in blue. He's talking about what?
Pressure.
Pressure. Yes. The pressure. When the consequence is here, the pressure is here, and that consequence could turn the taste of what you did from sweet to sour. First you enjoyed it, when you did it, when the consequence is here, suddenly that sweetness will turn sour. This is what he's talking about. Then, because it's not enough for him, he will go back to repeat that Quranic stuff. You see, he said, إِذَا جَاءَ الْقَضَى ضَاقَ الْفَضَى. And he talked about this. Do you remember in the opening of book 2? When he was talking about everything has some proportion. So he will go back to that to say that. Do you remember the story after my favorite story? Do it today, tomorrow is late. Don't think about tomorrow after tomorrow. So do it now. Yes.
He said, when the decree comes, the expanse is narrow. When the decree comes, the eyes are veiled.
See, within so many billions of stuff you could count, it will go to the eye. Because here, you're talking about how you should see the universe, your vision. Yes?
The eye is bandaged at the time of the decree, so that the eye does not see the eye's collyrium.
So you remember the repetition of eye, which is, in Arabic is absar, and in Persian is chesh. We repeated that, that's the trick. Remember, that's why this ego should be killed. Yes?
When the coming of that horseman has raised the dust keeps thee off from calling for aid. Go towards the horseman, go not towards the dust, else the cunning of the rider will beat upon thee. God said, he whom this wolf devoured, he saw the wolf's dust. How did not he make piteous moan? Did he not know the wolf's dust? With such knowledge, why did he graze?
Mm-hmm. This is what it is. As simple as he could put it 800 years ago. We say, first of all, everybody knows that how could you find somebody driving a horse? There is a cone of cloud, the dust behind him, that you will notice in the horizon, right? You could be fooled by that dust, because if you follow the dust, what would you do? You will see the cone of the dust, so the fellow is going there. You run through the dust. Before reaching to him, you are engulfed by the dust. So if he turns, he knows everything. Do not follow the dust. What are the dust? Consequences. Those dust are the consequences of that word's writing. Leave the consequences alone. Follow the fellow, the rider. Follow the activity. Yes? Look at the wolf. Okay. This sheep will see the dust of the wolf. Why did he continue to graze? Because he thought the dust is harmless. You should know better that the dust carries something. Means something had happened that this consequence is here. You shouldn't ignore the consequences. Remember what we were talking about. I'm still talking about loyalty and disloyalty. That will bring in a feeling inside you.